Hello and welcome back. This is Garigo by Cutica Health with your host, Daman. Today we're looking at the topic, combating burnout in the workplace. So job burnout is a situation where an individual experiences physical and emotional exhaustion at work. This is often accompanied by cynicism about work, health issues such as headaches and stomach problems, reduced productivity, and a loss of satisfaction in one's achievements. Today, I'll share with you a couple of things you can do to combat burnout. Number one, ask for help. This is the first thing to do when you feel overwhelmed with work or life problems. Reach out to your supervisor and co-workers and explain how you feel. If you are a supervisor or team leader, delegate tasks more often and collaborate with other leaders when possible. Help can also come from a therapist or counselor who can help you identify problem areas and provide you with adequate coping strategies. Number two, find your purpose. Is your work meaningful? Does it make you happy or align with your values? Are you actualizing the goals you set for yourself? Now, working at a job where you are stagnant or only focused on earning each paycheck can cause you deep stress. So find out why you do what you do, how it aligns with your values, and the goals you want to accomplish. Working with purpose can go a long way in the fight against burnout. Number three, conduct a career or job analysis. First things first, do you think you are in the right career field? Are you working in a role you love? If not, try some career assessments and take steps towards transitioning to a career role you actually enjoy. If you love your job, analyze the required roles for work overload. Find out which tasks you have taken on that need to be dropped. Work overload can be extremely stressful and lead to burnout. You might need to speak to your boss or supervisor about your workload and how it's affecting your mental health. Number four, take a break. The best way to reset is to take a break from work and recalibrate. So make sure to leave work at work. Don't answer emails or take calls at home. Being away from the stressful work environment will help you clearly identify the issues you have at work. Is it your job itself? Do you think you need a new career path? Is it your workload? A break will help you look at work with fresh eyes and help you make the right decision. Number five, find a way to relax. One of the best ways to de-stress and take your mind off work is to find relaxing hobbies or activities. So try out yoga, painting, cooking, dancing, gaming, meditating, etc. There are so many options to explore. Regular exercise is also great for stress management. Exercising helps with better sleep, increases your energy and your general well-being. I'll close with this. Burnout is a severe form of work stress and it can have a terrible impact on employees and the organization as a whole. Organizations should take steps to ensure that employees don't reach their breaking point and that help is available when they do. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.